Why doesn't anyone make Christmas records anymore? The Top 40 has a very seasonal sound to it at the moment. There are 8 Christmas singles in the charts, but all of them are re-releases of our old Christmas favourites. Records like these ones. Carey, Wham and Shakin' Stevens all back in the top 40 thanks to the power of the download this week. And on the line is the man who's as much part of Christmas as turkey and tinsel thanks to his 1985 Christmas number one. It's Shaky. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Yeah, good to be at number 33.
Yes, I mean, quite a surprise really. I think last year it came in at the download chart came, I think the position was 25. But this year, it came in at 33 and still climbing. So, yeah, very pleased, really. Yeah. I mean, it's quite bizarre, really. I mean, but the download chart this year is goes into the main one, as you quite rightly told me.
Yeah, it's all one and the same now. So back in the top 40 for the first time in how long?
Sorry?
When were you last in the top 40 proper?
Last 40 proper was, I think, 2005, wasn't it?
And that was the Christmas single again, was it?
No, that was the Christmas single. That was a song called Trouble.
Mm. What's the secret, do you think, of a great Christmas single and getting that Christmas number one spot?
Catchy, good sentiment, I guess. You know, if you look at the Christmas songs that did reach the top spot or just under, you know, you can see that the... you know, they're good Christmas songs, you know. I mean, John Lennon's Christmas, a good Christmas song. Mm. Of course, you had the Band-Aid one, you had the George Michael one. You know, there's lots of Christmas songs out there. But, yeah, I don't know what it is, but to me, it's only my personal opinion, but a Christmas number one is not a genuine Christmas number one unless it has traditional Christmas lyrics. Otherwise... You know, you have. Yeah, I mean, I think the number one this year will be possibly. You know, I don't know. Would probably be one of the X Factor's tracks. You know.
Yeah. Well, it has been for the last 2 years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It has. Yeah.
I'm back in the day. Christmas number one was very important, wasn't it, to an artist's career? I mean, what sort of benefits could you get off the back of a Christmas number one?
Well, Christmas number one is. Well, to have a number one is wonderful anyway, but I mean, to have a Christmas, traditional Christmas number one, it's very, very hard to have a number one with traditional lyric, because people only start playing the track, I think, 2 weeks before, if that, really. So you've really got to climb to that spot in such a short space of time. So to get a Christmas number one is a fantastic achievement. It's fabulous.
Is it true you delayed release of Merry Christmas by a year because of Band-Aid, because you wanted to target that number one spot, and it was thought
that's
that...
right. I mean, the track was he was written in the June, July, and it came to me at the back end of the year, and when I heard it, I loved it and recorded it, and I thought, well, you know, this is a great Christmas song, and it had number one written all over it. And then heard that Band-Aid was bringing out a Christmas single and charity, and it was such a big thing concern then, a very worthy cause. Merry Christmas, we believe that it deserved to be number one, and if we release it, it's either going to be number two, so we didn't want that. So we did wait, that's absolutely true, waited until next year, and we released it, and it came in at number seven, number three went straight to number one, and I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah, what was Christmas Top of the Pops like? Is it, you used to go out on Christmas Day, but recorded, a few days in advance?
Something like that, and it was a genuine Christmas number one, because it actually stayed Christmas, number one all Christmas, and very, very pleased.
Yeah, and Christmas Top of the Pops, though, was that a big occasion?
Yes, it was. Yeah, I mean, it's the end of the year, and it's party time, celebration, and again, you know, to have a Christmas, traditional Christmas, is a great achievement, and I'm very pleased to have had that.
Yeah, why don't they do them anymore then? Is it because
we have had ones popping up, you know, like Mariah Carey and so forth. But I think if you look at the list from 54 right up until the present day, I mean, we've had Mary's Bow Child, you know, 57. And then you had, you know, things like It's Only Make Believe and Cliff Richard's song, Moon River, Return to Sender. And then, you know, big gap. And then all of a sudden you get a Christmas song that pops in. So Slade, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Maybe it's not all over yet. Maybe there will be another new one in the next.
What you're saying is absolutely right. There's not enough traditional Christmas songs made every year, and we could do with them, really. But if you look at the statistics here, which I'm looking at, from 54 until 2007, I haven't actually added them up, but the non-Christmas tracks outbills the traditional ones.
Oh, there we are. Shaky, you're a star. Thanks ever so much for that. I understand you'll be in Eastern Europe over Christmas and New Year, entertaining people out there, so all the best with that. Good to speak to Shaky Stevens.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Shaky Stevens. I had all his records when I was a child.
Yeah, I remember, well, when I was small, fellow in my school, Stephen Cam, used to do a very good impression of him. And I told Shaky that when I met him a few years ago, and he wasn't aware that there was anyone in Aberystwyth doing a wicked impression of him circa 1980.
You've got to have a tribute artist, haven't you, or you haven't made it. Nick Webb, still waiting for your tribute artist to come along.
What would Shaky Stevens' tribute artist be called? Wobbling Stevens, or...?
Flaky, shaky, I don't know,
well,
something.
You're eating into your own time here, Nick.
FA Cup football finally comes to the Liberty Stadium tonight.